Studios, the All Arizona Daily Download, the top five local stories of the day. Number five.
Yuma declares a state of emergency.
Yep, that's what Doug Nichols said, the mayor of Yuma.
I have already signed the emergency proclamation to declare that there is an imminent threat on having too many migrant releases into our community, and it's above our capacity as a community to sustain.
Apparently, we don't have good phones down in Yuma. He was talking into a tin can.
Right.
I could barely hear him.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Oh, is that part of the problem?
They don't have the resources. And I wonder, and I'm being serious, I wonder when Kate Gallego, the mayor of Phoenix, says, you know what? We can't take these migrants, these people, because it is stressing out our churches. It's stressing out our resources. I wonder if this spreads to other cities in Arizona.
Here's the thing. Is it a real emergency? And when I say, listen, I think there's an emergency down on the border. But is he declaring a real emergency, or is this just a symbolic, I'm declaring a state of emergency?
It depends on your definition of imminent threat.
Well, I want to know if he's actually looking to get money and resources coming down to Yuma.
I would assume.
I'm not so sure.
No.
This sounds more symbolic to me. I think he's trying to get national attention on this, and I really can't blame him. And he says, hey, look at how many people are coming in over the border.
Right.
So I don't know if he's going to get one dime after doing this.
But they need something. I mean, yeah.
They do.
Mac and Gatos, the number four local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Smugglers turn into travel agents.
Yeah, we've told you before about how smugglers are now saying and actually taking out radio ads. Hey, Trump's going to close the border. We, you know, whatever company they go under, the illegitimate company or whatever, we can take you and drop you off literally at the front door of the United States. And last night we saw this, or border agents saw this. There was video. A group of nearly 400 migrants were apprehended after three buses dropped them off.
Three big, beautiful charter buses.
Three chartered buses drove up to the border, dropped off the illegal aliens, and then they all ran right across the border and waited for an agent to show up.
It's unbelievable. We brought you that as it happened. Around 5 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. I mean, there's no trek through Mexico anymore. There really isn't.
There's no trek
from Mexico the trek is from Central America into Mexico. I mean, they're not walking all the way across Mexico into the United States.
Right.
No, they're on a bus.
If they can afford it, yeah.
There's air conditioning.
Right, there's meals.
There's a bathroom on the bus.
Yeah. Well, you know the rule, though.
What is the rule? On a bus?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
No, number two.
Stick your rear end out the window if you got to go?
No, number two. You can go number one, but no number two.
I could have went all show without you actually.
Well, now you know what to do on a bus. We're here to learn today.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Number three.
Wally World comes to Phoenix.
Yeah, get this. On the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community, you know, where Talking Stick Resort Arena is, Dolphinaire. Too soon. Odyssey, Great Wolf Lodge.
Great Wolf Lodge.
Great Wolf Lodge. You will be able to wrestle and live with wolves.
No.
What could go wrong?
No.
Oh, it's not like Dolphinaris?
Think of a water park, Mac.
The resort will be built on an 18-acre site. It'll have an 8,500-square-foot water park, plus a family entertainment center, some dining options, and a lot of conference space.
Here's one water ride, because all this stuff is inside. Howlin' Tornado.
Howlin'
Tornado.
Like a wolf.
A family-friendly water ride where people sit in a raft and go down a 15-foot drop into a large funnel. Oh, that's awesome.
Ooh.
And sway from side to side. That's fantastic.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
This is going to be the new downtown. This is going to... they build an arena over there for the Coyotes and or the Suns, this is the new Phoenix downtown. You take the kids, see a game, go to restaurants. That community over there is making something big.
They've also got a ride called Slaptail Pool.
I don't think that's legal in this community. What does that involve?
That sounds like something out of Scottsdale.
Well, it is close.
It is close.
Yeah. It is Scottsdale.
Would you go there, Becky Lynn?
All right, enough.
Mac and Gatos, the number two local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Stranger danger at your front door.
This just scares the bejesus out of me. You have not one, not two, but three different incidents of strangers showing up and trying to lure children under the guise of, at least one, under the guise of, hey, I teach at your kid's school. I'll take them to school. Come on.
Here's the first incident. A suspicious man tried to lure a girl into his vehicle on Tuesday when she was on her way to school. That's important. The second incident, the day before, a man posed as a teacher, knocked on a family's door, went to the house, and told them he was there to take their daughter to school. Boy, I wish I would have answered that door. I know you're not taking my daughter to school. And here's a knuckle sandwich.
Well, thank goodness the parents figured it out.
Let me slap the yellow off your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the third one. A man tried to lure a Westwood student into his vehicle on the afternoon of March 26th while a student was on their way home from school. And, you know, school officials are saying this.
One thing we want our parents to know is that Westwood School or any school in the Alhambra School District would never send our teachers to our families' homes for them to transport children to school.
And no, there's no parent out there that would say, oh, yeah, okay, okay, let me go get little Lisa and I'll have you take her to school. I mean, that's not going to happen, but it is scary. They're trying to swipe these kids off the street.
Number one.
Valley Salons rejoice.
Governor Doug Ducey signing the so-called dry bar bill, calling this a victory for common sense.
A dry bar bill?
Right.
Our state was requiring people that wanted to get a job inside a business that had a blow dryer.
Okay, now this is not involving haircut. This is an actual blow-dry bar where you go. Becky Lynn, I don't know whether you've
tried. Well, they call it dry bar. All they do is style your hair.
But so they don't cut it. They don't wash it.
We need a bill.
They do.
They do wash it.
We need a bill for this?
Well, because up until now, the people who just did this had to be licensed similarly to the people who cut your hair, which is like 1,000 hours of education.
All right, so let me ask you as a woman, Becky Lynn, are you comfortable walking into a place that isn't, that the people working there that are touching your hair, styling your hair, are not licensed? I mean, they don't go through the same training about how to keep clean, the hygiene part of it. I mean, are you comfortable with that?
Absolutely, because if you're just dry, I mean, the salon is licensed. It's still a salon.
Okay.
The business is going to be licensed. It's just that each individual practitioner
does not have to be.
So we're working on a hair dryer bill instead of, I don't know, a bill on getting vaccinations up or a new bill
priorities.
On banning texting and driving.
Priorities. People
good. You know what other bill they're working on? They're working on lemonade bill. They're working on a bill to officially have lemonade as the Arizona beverage.
It's very refreshing. Are you kidding me? Lemonade's really
don't
good.
Don't steal my Kinetico line.
Oh, really?
Mm. Very refreshing.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire. It's a new treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.